Hello, funny bunny.
Hi, Negi
Hi everyone. Welcome to episode 12. I hope the number is correct.
Ninja.
Welcome to episode 12 of If You'd
Yes.
Ask Us, K-pop podcast. Today we talked about big hit entertainment turning into HYBE and merging with everyone and very big names in the US industry. We talk about winners Kang Sinyoon's solo debut. We talk about Mnet's show Kingdom with their unfair treatment, as well as our opinions on the first episode. We have some spoilers if you so be careful if you don't want to know. And finally, we talk about who we think have unique voices in the K-pop industry, male and female.
Yes.
Let's get it. First segment, new segment. What is new in the K-pop world this week?
Well, new stuff that happened. Let's start with. We talked about two, I think, in one of our first episodes, having
Yeah,
some kind of issue
issues.
with their companies. Well, they now settled it, obviously, but they changed their name. They shall not be called Two any longer. They are called 2-1.
TOO1?
No,
Like
TO1. Like
TO1,
2-1.
2-1,
And
okay.
apparently they rephrased it as together as one.
Sure, I was waiting for this explanation.
So it seems like they might be coming back soon if they finally figured out their name.
Okay.
Then there is another scandal thing happening with the Kingdom TV show.
Tell
Well,
me more.
scandal. Let's say it like this. It's more about unfair treatment. So apparently there is an issue about. So Mnet told everyone, like every group that participates, that they have a certain limit for their stage production, so for their settings and whatever, and it is supposed to exceed 5 million Korean won, so like for like $5,000 or something like this. And then but then apparently some had bigger stages or more fancy stages, and then they kept on saying that yes, because they reused old concert stuff or whatever, and then other managers of other groups were complaining, well, they could have done the same, but they didn't. And it's somehow weird. It doesn't even say which group, and I keep on being confused because I feel like all of the first episode stages were the same
Yeah,
blele.
probably they are talking about
But
the
maybe
ones
the
that we're
next
gonna see
one,
next
yes, probably
episode
the
when
next
they start doing
episode.
the big.
So I don't know yet, but then apparently, so Mnet said there was a miscommunication because it seemed like they set the limit higher but only informed three groups. I'm like, what? Why you only inform three groups if you are changing rules, like, or if you do something like this? Well, I don't know yet how this is gonna affect anything or the next episode or whatever. Well, let's see if you can see if which stage is more fancy than the others. I don't know.
Okay, well, there.
But
Well,
then if I had to guess right now, then I would probably say that the groups that are from JYP, the YG, and what is the other bigger group that is in there?
the boys. I'm thinking it's probably these three groups that got the notification.
Yeah,
I don't think
maybe.
SF9 or ATEEZ or B2B. Who knows?
Who
My
knows?
guess is like this, but I may be wrong,
Who's
but.
B2B with again? Cube?
Yeah, Cube.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. We're excited to see
B2B is gonna have fireworks.
and have the hate if you have. I mean, I
Yeah.
can see if you are, for example, not a Stray Kids fan, and suddenly they go all out with fancy stage as hell, and the rest look like a screen. Then.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the first time that Mnet would be facing such
Yeah,
things
Mnet
anyway.
is. Which brings me to that I'm still really annoyed at them for not putting an official streaming link for international fans
Yeah.
to watch the first episode. Okay, then Infinite. So it seems like a lot of the members already left Ulim. And now recently also Dongwoo and Sungyeol are or left Ulim Entertainment. So it seems to be like they're all kind of going their own way. I think only a few, maybe two or something, are left still with the company. So, well, let's see if there's going to be an infinite comeback. But they said, actually, as there are still two members or something left with Ulim Entertainment, it might happen that in like 3 years they have a comeback as a whole group again. So,
okay.
3 years later.
Let's see.
Then Shinee's Mino is cast in a K-drama, which is called You Miss Celts, which is based on a webtoon. And his character is supposed to be gay. What do you think about that?
Interesting. Let's see. Mino usually is funny when he's acting.
Yes, also it seems like they were now fans are discussing if they keep this sexual orientation for his character or not, and I hope they do.
I hope they keep it because Mino has a huge outreach for fans, so that has high potential to influence people positively. Yes. Oh God, if they change the sexuality of that character, I'd be a little bit annoyed.
Yes, I hope it's not like this. Then, okay, I think we talk about Big Hit being renamed into Hybe last episode? I don't think so, but it is. So Big Hit Entertainment changed the name into Hybe to reach more branches, not just focus on singers, but to have all kind of things.
Everything.
Yes.
To own everything.
And now they are merging with Itaka Holdings. If you don't know what that is the company that's behind Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato and whatever, like these people.
We're going to have more Dynamite?
Yes, I don't know. I don't even know. So Big Hit goes and buys Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Big Hit is buying Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. Sure.
Yes. Sure. Well, actually, there was like talk about the CEOs from both of these companies, like how they are. They're excited to see like how they can influence each other and find a new path in music, whatever. And I was like, this seems, I don't even know what to think about it.
I also have no idea, but from a perspective of,
I feel like
merging
either
cultures, it's nice, but let's see what's going to come.
Yes, yeah, so, but I'm wondering, is it going to be like US pop going to be more like Korean pop, or is it going to change Big Hit into Dynamite 200?
To be honest, I'm sorry to say this, but I feel like the second one has more potential to happen, because it's difficult that that suddenly Ariana Grande is going to do K-pop by herself. I don't know. I mean, or maybe she will, and if that's the case, then I'll be very positively surprised, but let's see.
Yep.
Let's give them a chance.
So then, WOW from Ace is going to go on a hiatus also because he's struggling with depression and panic disorders.
Oh my God, poor guy.
Yes, and he has been going through treatment and therapy and medication and whatever already for a year, and now they had another discussion and the therapist advised him to have a rest.
Take a break.
And take a break. So that's what he's doing. And I didn't know this, but apparently this all happened because the Ace people had a super glue attack by anti-fans last year in February.
Super glue attack?
Yes, basically what they did is like they did something with their car, so the car would get into an accident. And yes, I didn't know this.
I didn't hear it,
but it's horrible. I mean, like, I'm always wondering who are these fans, or like anti-fans in this case, like that hate other artists so much that they actually spent their life thinking how
to find a way to get them into an accident and kill them.
Yeah.
What the?
And I'm really, what the hell? This is really horrible, actually. Why would anyone do this kind of thing? Also, it's not like Ace is, at least as I'm aware of, it's not like they are the big competition of everyone.
Yeah, they are just, actually, if you'd ask me, they deserve more recognition.
Yes.
But they are just a tiny group from a tiny company. What the hell?
Yes, exactly.
Why bother them even?
Yes, so it seems like after this accident, he got into all these depression and panic disorders and whatever, so
yeah, well, if someone is out there to get you.
Yes. Well, now he's in a hiatus and the fans are, you can send him
supporting messages.
That's all the company is accepting right now for him. Only supporting messages. So if you're into Ace and are a fan of WOW, so you can still send these. Then, what else is there? Oh, yeah, I came across something and I was like, what the hell, really? So,
Oh, I've heard
HRT.
you say this, but I didn't ask.
No, it was already a few days ago.
Oh, that was
HRT.
beautiful.
I think so. On YouTube, they released this evolution of K-pop show, and ever since then, I feel like we get a lot of random inside news from idols. So, and there was something about HRT's Tony An, and he said that they once created a merchandise which is a necklace, a DNA necklace, where Isuman back then had them to had them donate blood for this necklace. Yes,
What
I was
kind of
like,
creepy sect is this?
I was also like, what the hell? Like, my first thing is like, really? You go and ask for the blood of your artist so you can
You
create
can sell
merchandise
it.
out of it? But then I read first, I was like, okay, it was not exactly like, because my first instinct was like, what, they have necklace and there's blood inside?
Yeah, me too.
Like, for real? It's like really creepy and weird. And who buys this? Who is this obsessed person that
Obsessed
buys it?
fan.
But it's more like, so they send the blood to some kind of, what is it called? Like,
Genetic center or something,
yes.
yeah.
And they kind of got the DNA picture thing out of it, and that is printed on the necklace.
Oh, I also thought they made millions of necklaces with blood drops in them.
Was like, what? Really? But well, these things sold like crazy apparently back
Obviously.
then, but I still think it's a bit weird.
I also think it's weird.
Here, give me your blood so we can create merchandise out of it. So strange, actually.
What the hell?
Yes, and then I came across some more news about the dating stuff. So also in this show, it seems like, so G.O.D.'s Jun Park, back then he was in a skating skating what dating scandal, skating
Skating bando.
scandal. Dating scandal. But then, back then, when he was dating, he was already like 31 or 32, and the company was about to just kick him out because he was dating. And I was like, really? But then it seems like his fans were so much into him that they kind of defended him enough.
Great.
And then there was another artist that was also talking about these kind of things, also from G.O.D., Kim Tae-woo. And but then he said that actually, as he was so afraid something like this was happening, that he never had a proper date during his idol life, and the way that they are dating usually is sitting in a car all day, which had him make his car all fancy, like he got a sunroof so they have more space, and he had a DVD player and whatever inside his car just so they can have more entertainment. He apparently even considered to build a bathroom in his car. Like, poor guys. I mean, what is this? Like, if you're 30 plus and you're still not allowed to date, please give them some space. Yes.
He's gonna buy a van.
Yeah. And then I'm promoting this shamelessly because a friend asked me to. So, winners Kang Seung-yoon released an album. And apparently it reached number one in 18 countries,
Wow.
which is not bad. And I listened to it and I really actually liked it a lot. So if you are into Winner or
Or into discovering new music in general.
exactly, then I'd advise you to give it a try. It is really nice, that album. Yes, that's it with news.
Yeah, okay. Great. So let's head to the next segment. Second segment, likes and dislikes.
Yes, I'm very unprepared, so
Shall I start?
please, Nagi Ninja, start.
Yeah, okay. So my like and dislike of the week are both related to Kingdom, the Mnet show Kingdom. We watched the first episode with the stages of the six groups that are there, and the six groups that are there are B2B, Icon, SF9, ATEEZ, the Boys and Stray Kids. And so my like is actually that B2B, spoiler alert.
Okay. Yeah, really, spoiler alert!
Big spoiler alert. Okay, got a much higher ranking than I thought would ever get. Because, well, B2B, if you don't know, is a much older group than all the others that we named.
Yes.
And so, and they also have a completely different style. I mean, it's true, Icon also has a completely different style. They are more like into hip-hop and stuff, but B2B are, for the fun of it, I always thought they were called Born to Ballad. Small anecdote, because they sing a lot of, they have amazing vocals, so they sing mostly ballads and stuff like that. Anyways, they, again, spoiler alert, I'm going to say the number now, so if you don't want to hear the number, skip 15 to 10 seconds later. They're on number 3.
Yuppie!
Yeah. So I really, really, really like that. Whoever voted for B2B, thank you very much. I didn't, because my phone didn't want to work with that voting app, so I was annoyed and I gave up. But yes.
Well, I voted them for them. Actually, because I watched the introduction stages back in February when that voting happened. And then there were some very impressive things. So it was very clear for me to vote like 2 of them, as you had to vote for 3. And then the third one is like, I really don't know. They're all kind of good. And then I thought, well, but B2B, they did that one performance that had amazing vocals. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to compete with all these young, jumping people that dance like crazy and do flips and whatever. And then you have this group that does none of them.
Yeah.
They just stand there and sing. So they basically can only impress with their voice.
And they did.
They did. So I thought, okay, for sure they shall get a vote for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also happy.
Very good job.
Yes.
You contributed to my like of the week.
Perfect. So yes. Maybe I can now put this as my like. Rediscovering B2B.
Rediscovering B2B. Yes, that is true.
It's a like, but basically, I feel like I spent my week with listening to nice vocalists, so maybe great vocalists shall be my like of
okay,
the week.
Name 3.
Name 3. Well, let's say the groups that I listen to these days after I got convinced. So one of them is Pentagon, that I really liked. Well, Hui's voice is very nice, so I discovered that one a bit more. And then with the Ace People, actually also the 3 vocalists that they have, with Donghoon and Chan and Jun.
Mm-hmm.
I really like their covers also, so I listen to them a lot. And then we did a lot of B2B research also.
Yes,
and
we rediscovered B2B this week. It was fun.
And dislike, more likes, but dislike. What is your dislike?
My dislike of the week is also related to Kingdom, and it is the fact that they ended the last episode without telling me who is on number 6, because, okay, spoiler alert again, they released in the last episode, they released the rankings as so, they did 5-4-3 and then 6-2-1. That's how they planned to do it, but they only released the 5th position, fourth positions, and sixth and
third
position, and now
we are stuck with the 6-2-1.
I'm very tormented because there are like 3 groups left to be on number 1, 2, and 6, and the thing is, I don't want 2 of them to be on number 6, and the third one, I don't see it being on number 6.
Should I tell you something that I read on the internet about that?
Am I like, gonna like it?
I don't know. There's like this theory, according from the preview of the next episode, by the way that they are seated.
Yeah.
So because what you see in like them being seated, the groups, you see B2B, followed by SF9, followed by ATEEZ, which would be like 3, 4, 5. And you have 2 groups ahead and 1 behind.
Yes.
And by that, if that would be correct, that assumption, then on number 1 would be Stray Kids, 2 would be The Boys, and 6 would be Icon. But this is only a theory, so I don't know if this is correct.
I know it's going to happen like this. I mean, I'm very happy because I think Stray Kids shall be on number 1. And I think they will be. But that means
that Icon is going to be a number six, which is kind of sad because I have a soft spot for Icon, but I don't see the boys being on number six because they really rocked the stage, kind of. They had a very nice performance. Anyways, it's meh. I don't know.
Maybe I should have
called
the Christmas tree my like of the week.
Yeah.
See?
Icon had a very nice ending pose for their performance, yes, which was the Christmas tree.
Yeah, and now she's in love with her Christmas tree.
Yes, Christmas tree.
Which brings me to, please go and watch these performances. They are on the Mnet channel on YouTube. Yes. So.
Exactly. And then for my dislike, what am I disliking this week?
You dislike the fact that Icon might be on number six. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Great.
Or maybe I'm now, after hearing the news, I'm disliking the fact that people have to go on hiatus because they're crazy anti-people that try to kill them.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yes, that is a fair dislike. And on that note, let's move to the next segment.
Sure.
Third segment, if you'd ask us.
Yes.
If you'd ask us,
mm,
these are the unique voices in K-pop.
Yes, well, recently we've watched a lot of videos. Well, not recently, we always do it.
Yes.
Watch these random videos about rankings that people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these special voice or unique voice rankings in K-pop. Mm-hmm. And we decided to join the fun and do our own.
We're not doing a ranking per se. We're not putting 1, 2, 3 numbers. We're just saying these are the ones that we think are
even
unique or easy to recognize for us.
Even though we could put the one that we really agree on is
number one. We have a number one.
Recognizable voice on, and we keep it for the last.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Start.
I can start. Mm. Okay, well, I think some of the most recognizable voices for me, or voice for me, when we start by guys, is Woosung. Kim Woo-sung, who is the singer of The Rose, band. He has a very different voice.
It's actually interesting because whenever I heard songs of The Rose, I was wondering, is this actually like really a voice, or is this a very synthesized voice? Like, it is very
different. Weird,
also interesting, but also nice. So.
Yeah.
Assuming that this is actually really his voice, it's very unique.
I honestly really love that, what is the English word for that? Color? Is that a thing? Yeah.
We make it a thing if it's not, but I think it's a thing.
Yeah, so I really like that one. And also we have, inevitably, Jonghyun, Shiny. Jonghyun has to be mentioned because he also has a voice that actually is a bit similar to Woosung in the way that they are unique with that kind of thing, but without sounding nasal or anything, you know what I mean?
Well, I think if you compare these two, I think that Woosung is a bit more fragile in the way that he's singing, whereas Jonghyun is big, like, go big or go home, his voice is...
But again, that is true, but I think Jonghyun has a... When he sings his, like, most of his solo songs and stuff like that, they are painful.
Mm.
Like, you know, you can hear he has a certain scratch in his voice. Mm. I don't know, that makes you feel that there is pain in the song.
Mm.
Even forgetting everything else around Jonghyun, right?
Mm.
There, he has something in his voice that makes him kind of, you know. And I think that's kind of a bit unique. But you're right. Maybe it's also a different kind of fragility. Maybe that is the thing that I'm finding. Anyways, next, give me two.
Then Junsu, former Dongbang Shinki, still JYJ. I have no idea, does JYJ still exist?
I have no idea, but Junsu of Dongbang Shinki, JYJ, Xia Junsu.
Yes, well, he is just a voice. You cannot not know if you heard it before.
If you don't know, go listen to Junsu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then... let's stay with SM people because they are obviously...
They're picking them. They are finding these.
So places. More shiny on you. On you also, to me, has a very...
Yeah.
I think it's a bit more nasal or something. So you kind of... You hear him, you find him, I think.
But it's nasal, but not nasal annoying.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So.
And then, shall we continue with more SM people?
Sure.
Sure. We have old but gold Changmin.
Oh, yeah.
Dongman Shinki Changmin. But yes. This one is big also.
Yes.
Loud.
I feel like even if you don't recognize him necessarily right away with some, like, softer note, but the moment there is some kind of outburst happening, it's like, oh, okay.
It's Changmin.
There we go.
Yes. And then we also have Haechan.
Oh, yeah.
Haechan is a big voice too, but also even when he's talking, his voice is different.
Yeah, well, his voice in general has a bit of a higher pitch to me.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he sounds a bit like he's nagging the whole time.
Yeah.
In his speaking and in his singing.
Yeah.
So it's also a bit nasal, a bit...
Yeah.
Like this. But it's not bad. Like, I like his singing a lot. And I, yeah, you can
that
hear
makes it
it
unique. For yes. Guy Rangers. Do we have more SM people? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Chen. EXO Chen. He also, like, this is just a loud. Let's say loud. He's loud.
He's loud. He's loud. He has a big voice. He's loud even when he's speaking.
Yes.
And if you don't like us saying that, even his members say that. I'm sorry.
Yes. He's just... But, well, he's... Actually, we recently watched... him singing in a song where he was actually singing very soft and it was very pretty, but I feel like you don't hear that enough. Probably because in his group, his role of singing is
to
go
be
big.
Loud. Yes. Chen, go big.
So we have all these people that sing like le le le, and then you go like la. That's Chen's role.
Exactly.
Have
and
more?
Last but not least, SM people.
Oh, yeah.
We have our. Cry people.
Yes, KRY people out of Super Junior. So
Kyun, Ryo, Yesong.
Yes. I think these are just three very different voices that I personally don't find them anywhere else.
Yes.
Like, probably the most likely that you find similar voices to is Yesong.
You think?
I think. Maybe for like I don't know any other Kyun voice whatsoever or even trying to go in this direction. To me personally, he's just by himself lalaing up there somewhere.
Are you talking voice color or are you talking skills?
Well, I'm talking voice color.
Interesting.
Because like for Yesung, he's supposed, like, at least that's what it sounds to me, he's more a bit of that rocky kind of, he has that kind of hoarse sound in it, and there are some that do it also, but still it sounds different. But might be because I know his voice so well, so I will never not recognize his voice.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Wookie also, he has, like, he's also more a bit high pitched in general.
Yeah.
So, but he has insane skills.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Damn skills.
Actually, I think
Kyun also. Yeah. I mean, they all have skills.
Yes, they all have insane skills, but probably, like, Yesung is the one most likely to fail a note out of these three.
Poor guy.
But then I think actually because they often make him also sing very high-pitched songs that his voice
he's
is not
out of his range most of the time.
Yes, suitable for, so...
Well, not most of the time, but sometimes.
Yes, so that's why if it gets higher, you might think...
Yeah.
Not quite it. But the other two, I think it doesn't matter the range actually for Kyun. It doesn't matter. You go low, you go high. He is there.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah.
He knows it all.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes. Then let's leave SM finally.
Let's leave SM. Oh my God. Okay, let's leave SM and let's let's start by age. Oh, I have no idea what age. Okay.
Age?
Talking about B2B.
Yes.
Give me one.
Inkwang.
Yeah.
Inkwang is very... I just know his voice. Even when he's doing weird stuff with his voice, I still know his voice.
Interesting. I personally don't. I only know from B2B, I can only recognize Peniel's voice. But like, again, well, you said earlier, he's the rapping person. So, but it's also when, even when he's speaking, I can fish his voice out because I feel like he has this way of speaking.
Mm.
But for the singers in B2B, I think I would need to listen a bit more, pay more attention.
For me, actually, with Inkwang, it was like this, that I watched a random year-end performance or something of different singers singing a song together. And then I was like, oh, wow, very impressive voice. And ever since, it stuck with me. So that's why,
I see.
Then who else?
We have another old but gold.
Old but
gold. Dragon. Golden. GD.
Yes, GD. Oh, well, he's probably...
Yeah, he's one of the voices that you would recognize in rapping, in singing,
in whatever. Everything. Yes.
Yeah.
You know his face, you know his voice, you know his everything.
You know his everything.
He's just too famous not to know. Exactly. Then,
BTS.
Oh, yeah.
V.
V. Yeah, actually for BTS back then when I got introduced to them, it took me a while to recognize any of them by voice, honestly, but V was just obvious. I don't know.
Jimin was obvious.
These two from probably are, like, in singing voices are the easiest to recognize.
Yeah.
If you first start to know them, like, later on probably it doesn't matter,
you know them all, but in the beginning when you're still learning,
you have this very low voice that, V. That I like to say, these voices, sometimes they sound like they have a potato stuck in their throat somehow. They have this very, I don't know what it is, why it sounds like this, but it doesn't sound bad. I really love his voice.
Yeah, she loves deep.
Yes, low. And then Jimin is very nasal, basically.
Yeah, but Jimin was easy to recognize for me. Yes.
And then let's be stuck on low voices.
On low voices.
Felix. Stray Kids. Felix. Wow.
Well, when you know, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, Felix is the low voices in Stray Kids.
Just so low.
Nobody can even reach these notes, I think, so deep down.
It's kind of always interesting because he looks like such a tiny, cute person.
Yeah.
When you look at him and then he says... how do you do this? But okay.
Yes. One more JYP. JB. Oh,
JB.
Oh, well, all JYP. Okay, one more. No JYP, sorry.
GOT7.
GOT7.
JB. Yeah, actually, it's funny when we try, because, well, with the GOT7 songs, there is some that we know and there's a lot that we don't know, but when we do these guessing games on YouTube, then we find, like, I just say, okay, I don't know song, but it sounds like GOT7 to me. It's JB. Or Yongjae. Actually, to me, sometimes Yongjae and JB sound a bit similar. So sometimes I'm not sure which one is which in singing. But I'm guessing that it should be JB.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes.
And then we have B1A4, but Jinyoung from B1A4.
Yes.
If you remember a few episodes ago, it was my lost long love or something like this.
Yes, you are in love with Jinyoung and now his voice is also recognizable.
To be honest, I don't know much about B1A4, just from your playlist, some songs here and there. But
not even I know a lot of about B1A4. I just know songs and then sometimes also they randomly put a B1A4 song somewhere and I was like, I don't know, but it's B1A4.
So it's probably Jinyoung's voice that you're fishing all the time.
Yes.
Okay, and last but not least, we have two more in the guys before we reach to the girls.
Mm.
We have Seungkwang from Seventeen.
Yes, he's just Seventeen's voice.
He is the voice.
He's the voice.
Of Seventeen, for me too also, I think.
Yeah, it's just when you hear a song and then you don't know who is the group or what song is this, and then there is this voice probably like... Oh, now it sounds Seungkwang. Like 17. So that is the voice. And
then finally,
Hui
from Pentagon.
Yes, yeah. I think, or maybe I should have made him my like of the week, but then he went to the army. Now I'm stuck by myself.
Oh my God.
For 2 years! 2 years!
For 2 years, karaoke.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You are by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sad life. Yeah. But his voice is very nice. It's actually interesting. He can kind of shift between very soft and like pretty melodic. And then sometimes suddenly it sounds like a rock star.
Mm, yes, that is true.
He's shifting. He's a chameleon in voice or something like this.
Yeah. Oh, most important male voice.
Oh.
Now, the number one. We said earlier we're going to leave it. Number one, drum rolls, the K-pop unique voice for us is...
FT Island's Hongi.
Yes. FT Island's singer, E Hongi, is
the voice,
with capital T-H-E, the voice. Yeah. And it's kind of... sad that these two generations don't know Hongil.
Yes, it's actually I rarely ever actually find him in these lists of my most unique K-pop vocalists or whatever. Mm-hmm. Even though I think he cannot be not recognized. I think he went on the Masked Singer like 3 times trying, and I feel like every time it's like, okay, we know.
Yeah,
like you cannot
because it's Hongil. I mean, the voice is so obvious.
Yes.
Okay, it's true. If you don't know FT Island, it's more of a band than a crew per se. And they mix like genres and stuff. But still, it's still FT Island, it's still Hongil. If you don't know Hongil, please make it your homework of the week and listen to Hongil. Listen to FT Island. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. I think it's a group that is being lost out of sight a bit recently also.
For several reasons.
Yes, but if you are into very good voices, if you are into bands and whatever, then go and check FT Island out because they are good.
No, not like that. If you don't know FT Island and if you don't know Hongil, please go listen.
Doesn't matter what you'd like or not like. If you don't know, you go and check them out.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, great. Ladies.
Okay, now ladies.
The list is shorter because I don't know many, because I don't listen to so many ladies. So.
Yeah, and also I know why the list is shorter. It's because we don't know, like, because there is a style of female voice that the K-pop industry is trying to not impose but like make it general, and I feel like they make the girls change their voices to sound all cute and nasal.
That is true, actually.
That's often
you find like you hear these groups and you think they all sound the same, and then they suddenly sometimes randomly cover a English song, for example, and you think, huh, exactly, that's how this person can sound like. Mm-hmm.
And it's usually much prettier when they do it like that. So they do have good vocals. It's just that if you listen to their K-pop songs, they all have similar voices because their companies make them do that, and that's sucky. But that being said, I would like to start by Dreamcatcher's Demi. She is more of a rapper in the group, but she also can sing. And the thing that why I think it's kind of interesting and why I can recognize her voice is because it's low pitched compared to the general female singer, and that reminds me also of Moonbyul from Mamamoo. I didn't put it on the list, but it's kind of the same. They also both have low pitched voice compared to a general female range.
That's true.
And so that's why probably they are put into rapping, because then they can rap easier.
Mm.
But then when they sing also, it sounds different because of the range, but it's nice.
Yes.
And then give me one more.
I'm going to go with a big voice, Ailee.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Solo artist Ailee. She has just one of the probably biggest voices in K-pop with all the girls. So yeah. You will hear when you hear her. You it's like, okay, no one can sing like this. This is Ailee.
This is Ailee. That is true. And then we have former Sonia Shide. I don't know what's happening with Sonia Shide.
Really,
they
are still somehow existing.
Yeah, okay.
As they are hinting to have maybe a comeback together, so probably they are still somehow there.
Okay, well, Taeyeon.
Yeah,
from Sonia Shide, from Girls' Generation.
I'm also actually for
the
Taeyeon,
SM female
for
voice.
Taeyeon, I'm not so sure. Is it because the Girls' Generation songs are burned into my brain, and therefore her voice is burned into my brain? That's why I can recognize her mostly easily. It's like, even if I don't know the song, I'm like, oh, this sounds like the Girls' Generation lady. Or if I still would recognize her like this if I wouldn't have been aware of all of these songs, not sure. Then because actually I think probably even more than Taeyeon, probably BoA is easy to find because she also has this very squeaky, scratchy voice.
It's an SM voice. Mm. As you can see now with the aespa people, like aespa is the new group of SM, of a girl group of SM. They have 4 members and they are pretty recent. And so many times we say, okay, we don't know this person, but it sounds like Taeyeon, or it looks like Taeyeon or something. So SM has a style.
Mm. Yeah, well, like all the bigger companies, especially, they have obviously a style.
All right. And then another old name, Park Boom from 2NE1.
Mm.
I think she's even a soprano, actually. And so she has a big room filling voice. And then, yeah, for me, it's easy to find her. Like, even though I don't know the songs sometimes, but when I hear the voice, I'm like, this, I don't know the song, but this is
Pak Hom Sing. For the people singing. In 21, it's the same for me again. Like, I'm not necessarily sure which voice is which voice. It's just I hear and I think it is 21, but I don't know what. Like, I cannot, maybe it's Pak Hom, maybe it's CL. I'm not sure which one actually makes me think, oh, I know.
Yeah, I think the two unique ones out of the four might be CL and Pak Hom, but...
Or if it's just the sound of
probably the
21,
whole,
yeah. I'm not sure what it is, but it's easy to find.
Yes. And staying with older people, Hyodin from Sister.
Yeah.
This one also has a unique voice that when you know, then you know.
Well, I think she's also one of these ladies that suddenly came out like actually singing in a way that is not the usual K-pop way of singing for girls. Yeah. So you right away you were aware that she has a very big voice with a lot of skills and a lot of stuff that she can do with her voice that usually does not happen because we have all these voices. So, but she was right away there, like, ta-da, here's my voice.
Yep.
I impress you.
That is true. And she does impress
me. Yes.
Then we have the singer from this duo group of two girls that are called Bolbalgan or Bolsa, Bol4, B-O-L-4, whatever you, however you know the name. And the singer is called An Ji-young. Actually, I didn't know the singer's name before I had to look it up for today's episode, but I heard the first song with you, and then since then, her voice is, she has a range, like a voice color, not range, a voice color that's a bit different, and so, I don't know a lot of their songs, but when I hear most of the time, I'm like, okay, this is a Bolbalgan singer, so she also, I think, she also has a...
Actually, I only have one song of them in my playlist, it's the only, and, well, judging from that, her voice is unique. So maybe if I hear another song, I might recognize it. But I never tested that theory.
You never tested that thing.
Yes. So then?
Then we have Hwasa.
Yeah, well. It's Mamamoo.
It's Mamamoo.
It's just also you hear, it's like, okay, whatever, it's Mamamoo. And then obviously, it might be Mamamoo, it might be Hwasa herself.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
That is true. Then we have Jessie. Solo artist Jessie. I mean, in general, even when she's talking, her voice is different anyways.
Yes.
And so when she's singing and when she's rapping, inevitably it sounds different.
Mm.
So for me, I can recognize her right away.
Yes. And I think the last voice that we have in the list is Ehi. Mm-hmm. And actually, Ehi, I remember when she first had that song, the 1, 2, 3, 4. Back then, especially, her voice was different. Because I feel like she had this, I don't know, somehow soft, airy kind of thing in her voice going, but then also low.
Yeah, I was going to say low also. A bit like jazzy, jazzy, like bassy kind of. And the way she said the 3 E-info, this kind of thing. Yes. Like, I'm not a singer, don't take me into it. Yes. But you know, because you know the song. The way that her vibrato goes also, it's also lower.
I think it, in general, back then, there were not many female artists singing these kind of songs in K-pop. I mean, that song was released 2012, 11 or something like this. So already that made her voice very easy to find because there was no one singing like this or these kind of songs. And but it's still up to now, it's... It's in my brain, this voice.
Yeah, and I'm aware of like most of her releases after that because I caught up a while ago with a lot of her stuff. And I mean, that's her voice. You find her and it's kind of nice because I would like to say it's also a bit She has a bit of jazz blues in her voice. I don't know what it is. I'm not
actually. I think it's not a musician, a little bit, but maybe that might also be the song, like the 1, 2, 3, 4.
In general, it reminds me a bit
of the Meghan Trainor kind of thing that she's doing, but lower.
Lower area.
I don't know. It's
and also a lot of the songs that, like, some of her songs that she releases are, like I said, a bit with a hint of blues jazz, and I like that. So it makes it enjoyable. Like, in a lot of her songs, you'd think, oh my God, this would be amazing if I'm sitting in a jazz bar with her singing live. It would be really pretty because it would be like soft and low and clean and such.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing our list and here, even though probably there are many more.
Plenty more for sure. But this is what we have up to now.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Let's head to the last segment.
Yes. Last segment, hit us.
Yes.
Yes, tell me.
Well, as we've been talking about who are our unique voices in K-pop, we are interested in... We told you, Bihongi is your homework.
Of the week.
Of the week. If you don't know, then check him out. We would like to know what you think should our homework be. Like, who are the voices that we didn't name that you think you absolutely have to check this voice out because they are... very, very unique and awesome.
Exactly. Let us know. Hit us with the homework this week.
Exactly.
All right. All right. End of the episode is reached. Thank you. The same closing messages. Thank you for listening up to here. And you'll hear from us in a week from now. Bye-bye.
Bye.